When you're looking for a new computer or need help with one you already own, call 231-8000 and Madison Computer Works will get things up and running for you. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Joining me now from Kenland.
Direct.
It's Ken Longquist and Dave Adler. They were out here, I don't know, a month or so ago, right?
It seems like only yesterday.
You're going to come and have you just a couple inches closer to that microphone.
I'm happy to do it.
Good morning.
It seems like only yesterday, and now here we are again.
Yesterday when you were young.
Oh, God, did you have to go there? Now I've got a whole...
Can you do some Roy Clark for us this morning?
Suddenly I'm thinking Bobby Goldsboro, too.
Oh, Bobby Goldsboro.
Oh, man. See the tree, how big it's grown? Oh, here it comes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
It's Can you do sly. Seasons in the Sun on that thing?
I could, Sly, and I will for you.
Oh, man.
Outstanding.
You see what's happening to our state of mind?
We're singing Terry Jack songs?
Oh, God. It's awful.
That is reprehensible.
Yes.
All right, so what are we going to perform for the very special Christmas edition of Recall Land?
Oh, boy, Christmas. A Christmas All I want for Christmas is my governor recalled. How about that?
Okay.
All I want for Christmas is my governor recalled.
My governor recalled.
We had joy.
We had fun. We had recalling.
Recalling in the sun.
Well, I don't know. Let's see. You want a holiday?
You play whatever you want to play.
Hey, listen. You know, I told you a couple weeks ago the governor resuscitated single-handedly or with his usual verbal dexterity. A song that I'd written a few years ago with this whole Capitol thing, the holiday tree, which you remember, Governor Earl, trying to be
more inclusive.
Inclusive of all peoples and, you know, respectful of the separation of church and state, that whole thing. Let's just call it a holiday tree so that everyone can feel good about. Well, of course, Governor Walker, in his ongoing attempt to divide us all and make it his way and or the highway. Well, so now it's back to being a Christmas tree.
And do you have a song about that?
Oh, but of course. Let's see. What's a good key for old Tannenbaum?
C seems like it would work.
Oh, Isthmus tree. Oh, Isthmus tree. The Capitol Rotunda. Find some perplexed and others vexed. They scratch their heads in wonder. Though Christians claim you as their own, historically it's widely known. Your origin was pagan when the Yule tree was plundered. O Isthmus tree, O Isthmus tree, the golden light that glistens. From every bough upon you now, shone long before the Christians. Your candle fires the ancients burned to bid the wayward sun return. And songs of light on solstice night stirred hope in hearts that listened. O Isthmus tree, O Isthmus tree. Thank you. Take it, Dave. It's too damn early, you know. Happy holidays.
The Isthmus tree, by the way, has Recall Walker ornaments on it now. We snuck Recall Walker ornaments onto the state Christmas tree. Decorated this year, or the state holiday tree. Decorated by, who did Scott Walker use to decorate that tree? Do you know this story?
Would it have been one of the Fitzgeralds? Scott Walker's chief little elves. I don't know.
It was not. Prison labor. Doesn't that just bring good tidings?
He used
prison labor to decorate.
Ain't we lucky we got him?
Well, you know, when Newt becomes our governor, then we'll just have little children's doing it. You know?
We're going to fire them union janitors and bring in the children.
And we'll fire the prisoners and we'll just imprison the children. It's going to be great then.
Now, have you've been writing songs for many years? Is this the most political you've ever been?
Well,
if you want to call it political.
It's the most energized I've ever felt my songwriting has been around a particular politician in such a short space of time. I've been writing songs, you know, Reagan and Bush 1 and a lot about Bush 2.
I don't imagine there was much to write about with McCallum.
Oh, you know, not really.
No.
I've written a few Tommy Thompson songs.
And Jim Doyle. It's like tapioca pudding.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I wrote a Doyle song.
But Scott Walker?
Some targets are just, you know, you're a kid. It snows and there's a target out there and you see, oh my God, that's a target. And then you have to make a snowball.
It's like a dog seeing a tree. That's like a target.
Well, now that's another way, Sly. Another way of looking.
Well, I was trying to put things eloquently.
Yeah, well, and you did.
You know, the...
It gives me a warm feeling.
I call the governor douche nozzle.
Hmm. That's a breed.
Because I think douchebag is too kind, if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So the nozzle does the smelly work. This is why I call him governor douche nozzle. So I'm hoping someday at some point you can write a song about douche nozzles.
Well, we'll work on it.
Will you do that? You don't want to work that into your children's programming. But
no. I like to recognize him as the man who's put the goober in gubernatorial.
By the way, I took a little tour of the governor's mansion.
How was that?
I'm not sure they were all that happy to see me. I didn't get the type of welcome that I thought I might get.
Oh, man.
All right. You ready for a couple more songs in a minute?
You bet.
Okay, stand by.
Public employees, they serve our state well, but the Gov and the Fitzes don't think so. Giving workers a stab with their big power grab.
748, just one of the great songs in our repertoire here. I still don't know who does this, but it's a wonderful song. The Wreck of the Brothers Fitzgerald. Joining us again, musician Ken Lonquist, and from the Gomers, Dave Adler. They've been playing some songs for us this morning. Why don't you plug some of your events coming up here?
Well, we've got a bunch of things happening starting on December 29th. We're inaugurating a new thing called Hippie Hour. Hippie Hour. It's for people like us who don't like to start our shows at 11:30. So we're starting it at 6 for hippies.
6 for hippies.
Yeah, 6 to 8.
That's p.m.
That's 6 p.m. That's
okay.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, as opposed to the Sly Show at 6 a.m.
Right.
Jeez. Anyway, so December 29th at the Brink Lounge, Dave and I and unnamed special guests will be holding forth.
Zamfir, Master of the Pan Flute, coming?
Oh, yes. And he'll be doing his rendition of
Feliz Navidad. I heard this morning.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
We thought it was on your show. We thought, God, that guy's so funny. But then we realized we were on the wrong station. It was a Spanish station. Anyway, never mind. So then New Year's Eve, we do a couple sets for family audiences, the U.S. Bank Eve thing.
Oh, you do? You play over there.
Oh, sí, señor.
Sí.
We'll be doing Feliz Navidad.
All right.
No, Feliz Año Nuevo. And we'll be at the Glass Bank that night.
All right.
So come on down, Sly.
Okay. So those are hip. You've got Hippie Night at 6 at the Brick Lounge on the 29th.
Hippie Hour.
Yeah. And then
U.S.
New Year's
Bank Eve.
Eve.
So if you want to hear us doing political and, you know, Dylan and folky stuff,
okay. That'll
be Hippie Hour.
All right. And the Gomer Oki?
Gomers are going to be doing their thing Saturday, December 31st. we're going to be playing two things for New Year's Eve Day. We're going to be having an all-bar sing-along at the High Noon Saloon. We're going to put the lyrics on the walls, and everybody's going to go nuts.
Just like the Solidarity Singers.
Kind of like that, but Hall & Oates.
But the DOA won't be there to kick you out.
Hopefully not.
Okay.
That will be during New Year's Day, and then New Year's Eve we'll be playing at the Brokach, which is actually the true pronunciation of that tavern I just learned, on State Street. It's an Irish place.
I've heard that.
We're going to be playing music there.
Hey, has our Irish band ever played the Brokach?
I don't know.
Have you ever done Gomer Oki at Visions? Wouldn't that be kind of a fun...
I'm having one right
I'm
now.
I'm having a vision of that right now, and I think it would be very fun.
Wouldn't it? That would be a blast. How about a little music this morning?
Hey, Governor Walker, get to know our state.
We treat each other with respect. We bargain and negotiate. Hey, Governor Walker, you better go back to school. Study our democracy. Learn about the golden rule. Hey, Governor Walker, you weren't elected king. That budget repair bill wears no clothes. It's a naked anti-union thing. Hey, Governor Walker, if you had the skill to lead, you wouldn't push and shove the way a playground bully will. Hey, Governor Walker, acting like a prick is the tactic of all tiny men with little skill in politics. Hey, Governor Walker, bullies never win. The citizens you've pushed around will defeat you in the end. Fight. Your arrogant union busting ways and your bald assault on workers' rights. Hey, Governor Walker, we all own a share in the future of this state. There's no golden crown you wear. Hey, Governor Walker, you're ready for a brawl. Badger workers won't back down. We've got the power to recall. We won't forget, we will recall. We won't forget, we will recall.
I love that song. You know, when you wrote that, Ken, did you actually think there'd be a recall?
Yeah, I did. I really did.
You know, because for a while it seemed like maybe that'll happen. That's
a
possibility.
I was worried the air might go out of the balloon because it was early.
That's what the governor said was going to happen, that the air was going to go out of the balloon because, you know, all this is out of state big labor unions, out of state.
Oh, yeah. Like the money that goes into his ass.
Right. And by the way, there's another story about that this morning. Record amounts pouring in.
Well, he's very popular with the Koch brothers.
And the Swift Boat operators.
Yes.
Yeah. $250,000 from one man in Texas. I'm sure that man wants better schools in our state.
I'm sure he does.
So when you wrote that, deep in the heart of Texas.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Thank you, Dave.
So, isn't that amazing? As you play that this morning, there's probably already enough signatures.
I assume they probably hit that last weekend. But you know, I like how they dole out the figures like every 2 weeks or so, so that it's kind of a slam bam every 2 weeks. You know, 2 weeks they had 300,000. 4 weeks they had over 500,000.
Yeah.
So we'll probably get an announcement early next week.
And there's no doubt going to be some pretty interesting discussions over dinner tables at Christmas all over Wisconsin.
Oh, yes. But you know, Sly, everybody's signing that petition 80 times.
There's Mickey 80 Mouse, Adolf Hitler.
That's right. And it's going to cost $7.5 million to clean that tape residue off the Capitol walls. And it's going to cost $75 to take that train one way from Milwaukee to Madison. And there's 80 people. Never mind.
And Allstate employees have Cadillac health insurance and make $80,000 a year.
That's right.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's wacky.
Have you traveled the state at all playing that song?
Yes, we are probably
Brookfield
unwisely unshy. Well, you know, we haven't done an event in Brookfield that was politically. I mean, we've done school shows.
Right.
And the only thing when we're there, we'll do a positive song about Wisconsin, and that's where we leave it. Yeah, I mean, we always do that.
Because we love Wisconsin.
We do love Wisconsin.
Yes.
But yeah, I haven't had any invites to do any political or folk shows in Brookfield. I lost a gig in Brookfield that was slated for early March. It was a residency I was going to do at a school. And after I had written the song that we just played.
That was the end of that.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't the teachers that didn't want me or the principal. They were afraid that they'd be in hot water if the parent, you know, it's just such a climate. So the kids didn't get to have Uncle Kenny come.
I want to hear that positive song about Wisconsin. Can you do that?
Oh, but of course we can. Right. As a matter of fact, it was written with some fourth graders. And you know what they called it? Wisconsin. We stayed up all night slacking.
Amen.
Wisconsin, shaped by the glaciers and shaped by the Great Lakes and shaped by the Mississippi River. 10,000 years ago, under glacial ice and snow, carving Wisconsin's face and the features of this ancient place. Called Wisconsin, shaped by the glaciers and shaped by the Great Lakes and shaped by the Mississippi River. Woodlands aplentiful, forests dark and beautiful, hills, rivers, flowered plains. From Superior to Kettle Moraine. Bear, badger, white-tailed deer, splashing fish in waters clear, ice cracking in the spring. Eagles spreading wild wings in Wisconsin, shaped by the glaciers and shaped by the Great Lakes and shaped by the Mississippi River. The campfires of ancient ones, native-born Americans, and newcomers brave at heart, all looking for a brand new start. In Wisconsin, shaped by the glaciers and shaped by the Great Lakes and shaped by the Mississippi River. Mississippi River, Mississippi River.
Awesome.
Fourth graders, Sly. Fourth graders. Let's get them doing janitorial work right now.
So they don't have time to write them pretty songs.
That's right. We need some good sweeping halls and that thing. Sweep the halls with lots of children. Fa-la-la-la-la.
Thank you for what you do.
Thank you,
Thanks
Sly.
For coming out. Dave, thank you for coming out.
We'll see you at Hippie Hour on December 29th at the Brink.
I'll be there.
I know you will, because you is an old hippie.
I really wasn't, but I wasn't interesting enough to be a hippie. All right, gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you, Sly. All right,
appreciate it.